I don't know, call me wacky, but I love New Hampshire. I can't tell you how many New Hampshire primaries I've covered in my career, but I wish I was there this morning. I mean, blink once, and it seems like an insane idea. Blink twice, and it's a brilliant innovation of American democracy to have the presidential campaign begin the actual voting in the New England sliver state of New Hampshire. Live free or die and all that. But New Hampshire may be small and eccentric. Think of a state full of people who all believe they could have their own political talk show. Its manner of choosing candidates, particularly Republican candidates, has some pretty interesting history to it. New Hampshireites have always been serious about finding true-blooded conservatives and picking electable candidates, with a couple of exceptions. In 1964, New Hampshire wasn't about to join the real conservative Barry Goldwater celebration, as the GOP went down to serious defeat that year. New Hampshire was a gigantic boost to Richard Nixon in 1960, 1968, and 1972. It was cautious about Ronald Reagan in 1976. He squeaked in second to incumbent Gerald Ford. But in 1980, Reagan won big in New Hampshire. So did the Republicans. In 1992, real conservative Pat Buchanan won big in New Hampshire, handing an incumbent President George H.W. Bush a bitter defeat and casting the GOP as a Buchanan zealot party, which the Democrats exploited throughout the 1990s. New Hampshire again stiffed a Bush in 2000, giving the nod to John McCain over George W. They went for McCain again in 2008. Can these Granite Staters pick 'em? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So let's do a 2012 CAT scan of the inner psyche of this irascible state. And our very unscientific CAT scanner is Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, John.
So what is it about this state that is both passionate and ambivalent, choosy and sometimes a little fringy? It's quite a mix, eh?
It's quite a mix, and you meet all kinds. So, you know, we've been hearing about New Hampshire polls over the last several days and increasingly up to the vote as Romney's sort of big lead has shrunk a little bit. But I want you to meet a few of the New Hampshire voters.
Great.
I've been talking to get a sense of this. I want to start with a woman named Fran Wendelboe. I've talked about her on the show before. She's a Republican activist in New Hampshire. And over the last several months, she was leaning towards Michelle Bachmann. She didn't know who she was going to support. People were in and out. And I talked to her last month, and she said, you know, I never thought it would happen, but I'm leaning towards Mitt Romney. Sure enough, last week she endorsed Mitt Romney. But I asked her yesterday if she's feeling more excited by him than she was previously, and this is what she told me.
He still doesn't. And I think that's part of his problem everywhere. It's either the anti-Mitt or, gee, I'm not quite sure. There's all this other stuff. I initially, a year ago, if you told me you're going to support Mitt Romney, I'd go, yeah, pigs fly.
Oh, that's fascinating. Fran is her name. What category would we call her?
Well, she's a Republican activist in New Hampshire. She's one of those folks who shows up early to house parties, wants to know the candidates, wants to see all of them, and really enjoys being courted by the different campaigns. And she's politically savvy. So I thought it was quite interesting that on the day before the primary, she was willing to say, you know, I'm not excited about the guy I'm endorsing on tape to a reporter.
Reluctant for Romney. I love
that's
that.
Right.
Let's move on.
The next person I want you to meet is a guy named Zach Kohler. He represents the group of voters in New Hampshire I call the youthful superfan. And this year, they are breaking towards Ron Paul in a big way. Ron Paul is leading young voters, 18 to 34, over Romney by about 14 points. Zach Kohler is one of them. He's an independent, registered independent, but he has been waving signs for Ron Paul. He has been going to the town dump even on Saturdays with a table and flyers to try to recruit his neighbors. This is what he told me when he told me about his efforts.
I've gotten my mom and dad to vote for Ron Paul after a lot of work. I've gotten my aunts and uncles to look at him pretty seriously. I've gotten my grandparents to say, okay, I'm going to vote for him, and I'm sure a lot of my friends on Facebook is getting really mad at me because every other status I have is, oh, you really should look at Ron Paul, or hey, check out this video about Ron Paul.
That's fascinating. So what do the real conservatives think? Because real conservatives are what New Hampshireites like to pick sometimes.
Well, that's what I think is so interesting, having been in Iowa last week, because when I would ask voters, how do you describe yourself politically, and they said, very conservative, that meant a family voter, a social issues voter, someone who was leaning towards Rick Perry or Rick Santorum. When I hear very conservative voter in New Hampshire, it means something totally different. This is a woman I met named Carol Goss. I asked her if she considers social issues when she's voting, and she said no, but she is supporting Rick Santorum.
The thing is, I don't think that the president has much to say about social issues.
if anybody wants to pass any issues about gay marriage or anything like that, that's up to Congress. People are just trying to get different groups against other different groups on an issue that will never happen.
You know, it's that sort of butt-out government attitude that makes New Hampshire the land of independents as well. And independents are allowed to vote in this primary.
They are allowed to vote in this primary, and independent or unaffiliated voters make up about 40% of the electorate in New Hampshire. They can show up at the polls today and say, I want to vote in the Republican primary. So you've got to, you know, when you're making your pitch to New Hampshire voters, you've got to keep in mind that there are these folks who are independent voters who are going to be joining into the party primary. But I want to make sure everyone gets that independent in New Hampshire does not mean swing voter. There are a lot of folks who just choose not to enroll in a party because of that sense of independence. There's a woman I met named Marilyn Allen who at a Mitt Romney rally, she's in no way a moderate, but she considers herself an independent, and she doesn't know who her candidate is.
I'd like to see a well-rounded candidate. Santorum stumbles when he's even in the debates. Romney is cool, but I don't know if cool projects forcefulness. You know what I mean?
There's that classic New Hampshire ambivalence. What about the undecideds? That's different than ambivalence.
Well, the undecideds are folks who just, you know, it's been month after month after month of candidates coming here and just trying to win them over, and something just hasn't sealed the deal yet. And you talk to independents and you talk to Republicans, and they also don't know who they're going to support. I talked to a guy named Aaron Fowler at a Mitt Romney event earlier this week, and he just didn't know who was going to fight for the issue that he cared about the most. He showed up with his son, Ben, and this is what he told me was most important for him this year.
A lot of the people in New Hampshire are working folk. They've got their eye on their kids' future, their own future, more so their kids' future. We shouldn't be borrowing money that we can't cover. That's got to stop. Spending by our current president has got to stop.
Passionate about changing the White House, but undecided about who he's going to support. And that's our unscientific look at New Hampshire voters. Scientifically speaking, the numbers still point to Romney, right, Anna?
That's right, by about 13 points as of yesterday.
Thank you very much, Anna Sayo, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC, live in New Hampshire.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.